Okay, Rabbos, so we begin. We begin. The guys, today's shiur is going to be ridiculously easy. Nothing fancy, nothing, just kind of easy, straightforward. Bala, you know, simple. Okay, so we have a Gemara and Daf Hamid Beis. Hamid Beis, and the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us on Daf Hey Amid Beis that we have a Xeris HaKosov that Shelcha Iata Roe, Abel Ata Roe, Shel Acherim Vishel Gavo. And Rashi very, very famously says, Midakosav Lecha, Mashma Mina, Shelcha Iata Roe, Abel Ata Roe, Bigvulin, Shel Acherim Kigon Nochri, Vishel Gavoa im Higdishim Leberek Habayis. So as I mentioned, the Marmakomos, there are two chidushim in this Rashi. We'll just mention the second chidush first, and tomorrow's shir will be dedicated in its entirety to the second chidush. The second chidush of Rashi is...
I'm not sitting.
I'm not sitting in your chair.
It's not my chair.
But
I am mafkir the chair. It's 100% hefker. Why would you live in a world of crowdedness when you can live barafos?
I don't know if I can sit in your chair.
I told you, it is hefker lakol. Sean Bozen, would you sit in this chair?
Actually, no, I'm sitting here.
What? Okay. The second chiddush is that Rashi says im hikdishim leberek habayis. Now there are two types of hekdesh in the world. One type of hekdesh is where I make a donation to the Beis Hamikdash, and I can be donating cash money, I can be donating property, I can be donating loaves of bread, whatever I want, I could be donating to the Beis Hamikdash, and that's called berek habayis. It is a financial transaction. Now, the Beis HaMikdash might have a door loose, so they're going to use that money to fix the door. They could do it whatever they want. And that says Rashi, Higdishim LeBerek HaBayis. So that is not part of the Yisur Bayu Matzi. And many are medayik from this Rashi. What about the other kind of Hekdesh? The other kind of Hekdesh is what we call Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas HaGuf means I am bringing a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. This is not just like a donation for whatever Beis HaMikdash wants to use it for. That's berek habayis. But I'm making a donation. I bring a korban. Are there any chametz korbanos?
Yes.
Of course there are. Today is in Daf Yomi, the final day of Maseches Menachos. Tomorrow begins Maseches Chulin. But if you just do a quick perusal of the 110 blot of Maseches Menachos, you'll come to realize there are many, many karbanos. That's what the Maseches is about. Karbanos that are karbanos of chametz. And as a result, you can make a karban, have a karban that's chametz. And is that going to generate an Isser Bayu Abay Matzeh? What is the deal to be made in Rashi? Berek HaBayis is exempt, but Kedushas Mizbeach would generate a chiv. And that chiddush, and if it's true, we'll discuss in great detail tomorrow, and it'll be a fun shiur tomorrow. That's the second chiddush. The first chiddush of Rashi is certainly discussed in the past, and that is Rashi's famous comment that he says when he defines what is acherim, he says shel acherim, and then he adds two words that are unnecessary. Kegon nochri. Can't go nothing. Now, is that just an example, or is it something fundamental? What?
Why does Rashi, when he seems to be contrasting, he says shalcha or shal acherim? So why does he contrast those things? Those things aren't direct opposite.
Now, that's the Gemara. Shalcha, the Gemara says shalcha velo shacherim. That's the Gemara. And now Rashi says, what does acherim mean? Acherim means shall not kigon nachri. Kigon nachri. Where is my... Kigon nachri. Okay, now if you look at, I gave you a Shulchan Aruch to look at again. This is Chazar. We saw this about a month or two ago. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tuf Mem Gimel Sif Beis. Yisro Shai Biyado Chamso Shai Yisro. If a Jew is holding the chametz of another Jew, Bipikadom, as a collateral. Ya'akvenu Ad Shal Chamish, he should hold on to it till the very last hour. Vimlo Bo Ba'alav, and if the owners do not come back, Yimkarenu Le'enu Yehudi, he should sell it to a Gentile. Vimlo Machro, and if he didn't sell it to a Gentile by that hour, then Chayav Levarab is not Isur, then he has to burn it, get rid of it, Afilu Me'enu Chayav Yachriyusav, even if he has no Kabbalah Achrayis. So there's two ways of understanding this Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Magen Avraham says crystal clear, why is he allowed to burn it at the Shas HaIsser? To prevent whose Avera? To prevent the other guy's Avera. And this is what I would call part of the Halacha of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zelazeh. Even though it is not mine, I'm allowed to burn, get rid of his stuff because of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zelazeh. Otherwise, he will violate the Isser. That's how the Magen Avraham understands this Halacha. The Bir Hagra understands this halacha very differently. The Bir Hagra says, you know why you have to get rid of the chametz? Not because your friend's iser, but because this is your iser. Why is it your iser? Because the only, is it lachaz? Is it lacha? Is it lacha? The answer is, it's not yours, but it is lacha. Why is it lacha? Because Rashi's vision is, if it's someone else's chametz, you are still chayv in bal yirah by matzah. If it's what? If it's bevulecha, it's bershuscha. If it's bershuscha, you're going to be chayv. What is the only case where you're not going to be chayv? If it's shel nachri, and therefore this is to prevent your own violation of the iser of bal yirah. And that's the Vilna Gaon based on our Rashi, and that is very, very fundamental, a fundamental distinction. According to the Vilna Gaon, this is your Isser. That has a lot to do with how you understand our Gemara. Because our Gemara, according to Rashi, therefore, is Bailus a prerequisite to Bai Rabbi Matze? Is Bailus a prerequisite to Bai Rabbi Matze, according to Rashi?
No.
No. No. Bailus is not. What is a prerequisite?
Location.
Opportunity. I'll take it. Control is a prerequisite. Bailus is not a prerequisite. Does Tosis agree with Rashi? I said, does Tosis agree with Rashi? I am not talking about any particular Tosis.
Oh, no.
Does Tosis agree with Rashi? Could someone show me a Tosis that makes pretty clear that Tosis has a different conception than Rashi? According to Tosis, it's all about Bailus. Which Tosis am I talking about? Yeah! I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, Shemayavo is opportunity.
That sounds like
a muscular duck. Yeah!
Like, we have to check.
Yeah. No, dude, this is like ABCs. Like, not Lundus. This is like, who doesn't know this? According to Tysus, that Dalit Amud Beis. How do you do Bittul Chametz?
You separate
violence. Hefker. Hefker! According to Tosis, how do you solve by your by Matze? By being mafgir. By being mafgir. Why is Hefker the key to Bittul according to Bala Tosis? Because it's all about Bailus. Once you have a hafka of your Bailus, how are you mafkir Bailus? Al Yedei Bittul, which is Hefker, Memela what? Memela what? It's not going to be by your by Matze. Why not? Because it's no longer yours. According to Tosis, if it's my friend's Chametz,
you can do Hefker.
Will I violate by your by Matze?
No.
No, why not? Because according to Tosis, it's all about?
Bailus.
It's all about Bailus. Does Rashi, how does Rashi say you do Bittul Chametz?
Straight
Balev. It's Bittul Balev, but how does he say what's Bittul according to Rashi? Masvaleka Afra. You make it into Afra. Is it about Bailus?
Nope.
No, it's about the nature of the Cheftza of Chametz. You mafkia the same Chametz. It's not about Bailus. This is Rashi according to the Gra Leshitasa. Okay, that is small point number one. I wanted to make one more small point, which again, a lot of you correctly said good, said good. There's a very fascinating Gemara, Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim Dav Mem Vav Amid Aleph. And the Mishnah addresses the following. Baruch Haba. The Mishnah addresses the following. You have your mouth. You make a dough. You have an isa. The sheretz traipses over your isa. Now you have a challenging problem. You did hafrasha schala. You have a dough. It's rising, and it's challah tmei. So now you have an issue. You have an isa, and you have challah tmei, and it's yontif. So what are you supposed to do? Rashi explains you have a halachic conundrum. You haven't taken off challah, but even when you take off challah, the kohen's not going to be able to eat the challah because the challah is challah tmeya. So if you mafresh the challah, you give it to the kohen, he can't eat it. So can he bake it?
No.
Can it be baked? It cannot be baked. Why? Because it's no tzorech of ochel nefesh. There's no tzorech yontif. Yes, there's a good question you're going to ask. Point the Rashi, you want to say mitoch, it's mutter lagamre. Good question. Answer, sreifas kachim. Answer, tashbisa. Same answer, ein sham. Not now. It's a good question. So what do you do in this scenario? If you bake it, there's your mechal yontif. If you let it stay unbaked, it's going to rise. Now you're going to have chametz on your hands. So three pshatim are given in the Mishnah. Rabbi Loza says, "Lo tikra l'ashem, ad shetei ofer. Bake it right away, and then be korei shem." So, and he says that's a solution. Okay, we're not going to get into that. It's not our topic. Second solution, ben b'seira, bake it mafrish, bake, and then throw cold water on it. What's the cold water going to do? It's going to prevent some kind of chimutz. Before you bake. Throw cold water, it's going to prevent chimutz. Okay, gavad. I care about Rav Yeshua. I'm a Rav Yeshua. So Rav Yeshua says something very striking. Lo zehu chametz shemusar nalav. Let it rise. Can't bake it. Let it rise. No problem. This is not something you're muzer in chametz. You're not muzer by your by matzei. Ela mafrishasa, you mafrish challah, leave it be out of erev, and in hichmitza. If it becomes chametz, it becomes chametz. I don't care. You know I don't care? No iser by your by matzei. Is it chametz? Who is it owned by? I was mafrish the challah. Right now, when I was mafrish challah, who owns it? So the answer is Shevet Cohen. Shevet Cohen owns it. Are they like partners in it? So I would have argued they are partners in the kohen.
Well, they're clearly not.
If they are part, I'm sorry, in the challah. If they are partners in the challah, is it owned by Jews?
Yes,
it's owned by Jews. And therefore, would the possessor of the chametz be chayv and by Rabbi Matzei?
Yes.
Yes. According to the Vilna Gaon. According to the Vilna Gaon. Yes. So Rashi is very striking. And yeah, I said there's a stira. You're right. It's not a stira. It's very, very lishitasi. Rashi writes, you're not chayev de lav di deyu. It's not yours. Why is it not yours?
You already separated it.
Because you already separated chala. La'acha shakar la'shem. Ukroksiv shalchaya taroa. Vize eno shalcha. Good, it's not mine. But whose is it? It's partnership kahuna. Says Rashi something amazing. Eno shalcha. Velo shel chavercha. And it's also not a fellow Jew's. It's not a Jew's. Da akati lomata liyad kohen. Because it has not yet reached the hands of a kohen. So who owns it right now? It's not true. It's not known. There's some entity which I like to call corporate kahuna. Corporate kahuna. Have any of you guys gone to law school? Yet? So I want to guess, I'll just illustrate the point of what, do you guys know what a corporation is?
Yeah.
A corporation.
So no individual
is a corporation is a legal entity. The entity owns stuff. Owns stuff.
Assets.
Whatever its assets, correct.
We're going all in, we might as well.
Yeah, it owns assets. And then it has
multiple owners.
Shareholders. I have a question. You own stock in General Mills. They are a cereal company. Or Nestle. They own a lot of food companies. Okay? So the corporation is holding tons of chametz. And you are a shareholder in the corporation. Do you have to divest yourself of the shares before Chag HaPesach? If you look at sophisticated mechiros chametz shtaros, you will find that you do in your mechira divest yourself of your shares. Halachically, is that required? Well, let's talk about legally first. Legally, who owns the chametz? And what is the relationship between the shareholders and the corporate entity? So the halacha works as follows. The law works as follows. A corporation is a legal entity in and of itself. The shareholders own shares of the corporation, but who owns the underlying assets? The corporation. Which means that the shareholder own chametz? Absolutely not. On a legal level, absolutely not. Some argue that if he's a majority controlling owner, then he controls. He has, but if he's just a regular shareholder, he has no. I would argue. What does that do to our sugya? So after I'm mafrish chala, I have a right. What is my right in that chala? I have what the halacha calls a tovas hano. I have a right. What's my right? I get to give it. I can give it to Lo if I want. I can give it to Kain Malamin. I can give it to Kain. I can give it to Kain. I can give it to Shulman. I can give. But that's my schus. But do I have any legal rights?
No.
Do I have any legal rights? Do I have a right in the asset itself?
No.
No, I have a schus matana. I can give it to any coin I want. Who owns it? Who owns it? It's owned by, the language is corporate kahuna. Is corporate kahuna a shutfus, a partnership? It's not a partnership. If it was owned by a partnership, would I be chayav by Rabbi Matze?
Yes,
I would. But if it's a new entity called corporate kahuna, it's not called chavercha. And I just came up with a third case where a person's going to be potter from what? From Bayer Rabbi Matze. If I give it to a nachri, if it's gavoa, and now there's a new category called corporate kahuna, which also will exempt me, because now, it sounds from Rashi, who's the one? What is the exemption of lecha? If I ask you, what's the exemption of lecha? Lecha velo shel. Acher. What's it really say?
Your own.
This is shareholder.
Please talk in a sophisticated fashion. What is the common denominator of acherim, gavoa, and shevet? What is the common denominator? Yeah.
And the case of lecha is the right to use. Person.
You're very cute. But I'll attribute your mistake to me. I shouldn't say Achayim, I should say God. Nothing. You want to try again?
Are they all not you?
So another Jew is not you.
Meaning Nachri is one person. So don't give me multiple people. What is the common denominator of these three categories, and how therefore will Rashi learn the exemption of Lecha? Zeni!
No, but he said it's Shutfus.
Shutfus? What's the deal if it's owned by a shutfus of people? A partnership of 10 people. Am I chayvin by Rabbi Matze? Yes, I am, so that's going to fail.
Why you?
Nitani! I don't have legal title when it's owned by my Jewish neighbor.
No individual Jew has legal title.
Individual Jew has legal. No Jew has legal title. I'm gonna. Okay, better. Better. I want to say this. If the Chametz is owned by some one/thing that is not chayiv in Bar Yochai Matzeh, then this chometz is not chayiv in Bar Yochai Matzeh. You follow what I'm saying? If the owner of the chometz is not chayiv in Bar Yochai Matzeh, then the chometz is not subject, is mufka as a chefza from Bar Yochai Matzeh. So therefore, are Goyim Chayim Bar Yochai Matzeh? No. Is Hegdesh Chayim Bar Yochai Matzeh?
See, not.
Gavoa, at least if it's.
Bedek HaBayis?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Bedek HaBayis is not Chayim Bar Yochai Matzeh? Yes, it's true. And corporate Kohen? In order to be Chayim Bar Yochai Matzeh, and it's very meduyik in our Rashi. Rashi Daf Mem Vav. What did Rashi say? It's not shelcha, velo shelchavercha. What is Rashi suggesting? Who are the people that are chayiv in Bar Yochai Matzeh? Either shelcha or
other
members of the citizenry. But is the corporate entity called Shevet Kohen chavercha? That's not chavercha. Is the Beis HaMikdash chavercha?
It belongs to the
Beis HaMikdash.
As another legal
entity,
then.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the Rashi's exclusion of Lecha. Gabriel.
Yeah, so let's say, if I'm a chometz supplier.
If what?
I'm a baker.
You're a baker.
I'm a farmer. I sell wheat. And, but the wheat is ready. It's not wheat.
Well, it's not wheat, it's bread.
It's effectively
what?
It's effectively chometz, and I'm selling to a large corporation. Let's say Nestle is buying my bread. They like my bread.
Yeah.
In that case, I'm not allowed to hold on to my chometz. If I have a contract about that, they
who's I? You're the farmer.
I'm the bread producer. Let's say I'm the bread producer. I sell to Nestle for whatever.
Yeah, you make cereals. Yeah, go ahead.
I make cereals for the sale, and I buy the cereals from them.
Fine.
I have a contract that sells it to them, but it's still in my possession. It's theirs.
They own it,
but it's
and it's in your
possession. I haven't shipped it off. It's showing my factory, showing my house.
Right. So what's your relationship to it? You're a shomer. You're a shomer. You're a shomer of someone else's chametz. Shalmachri, right. If you're a shomer, shalmachri, bottom of Hamad Beis. Next sugya, coming up. Coming up.
Shomer shalmachri is the same as shomer shalmachri
Kohen. You don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that. Trust me, you don't know that. Yeah.
You said that a majority shareholder would be chayav to
get rid of his
chametz. So in our case, who of the shevet kohen would be?
There is no majority shareholder.
There is no majority shareholder. Not even like Kohen Gadol.
No.
Brother.
No. Yeah.
Can I just try to? Can I reiterate quickly? What
no, I don't need to reiterate.
No,
I got it. I'm clear.
Understand the Rebbe. I don't understand it. So I want. Okay, so can Rebbe say it again? Quickly.
Sure.
Thank you.
I can say it again.
There was anger there.
What I'm suggesting over here is the common denominator of these three halachos is that they are the chametz is owned by an entity or person who himself is not Chayim Bal Rabbi Matzah. When you have that situation, even if the chametz is now in my reshus, even if it's by me, assuming I do not have achrayus, I am putter from Bal Rabbi Matzah.
That chetzah
is now mufka from Bal Rabbi Matzah.
Because of the Baal.
Because
the, Baal
the owner
is not,
has no chi. And
that's Rebbe's far?
Yeah.
I didn't say it's better.
You don't think it's better. Okay. Book!
We talked about control and shareholders. So what if you're a majority shareholder but you don't have voting, you don't have control of the voting block, or you have control of the voting block?
I point you to, I have in my files back home, back in the day I used to be into this topic. I collected law review articles. And Chuvis, that discuss all of these fascinating snares, which go to how the halacha treats corporations. Does the halacha know what a corporation is? Does it recognize the corporate legal entity? Relevant not just for chametz, although very relevant for chametz. Relevant, can I own shares in a bank that are lending with ribbons without a heter iska to Jews? Can I own shares in McDonald's, which is doing business in Basav Achala, which is Asav Ana? Many, many questions will arise, and there's a lot of fascinating literature on the topic. Okay, let us proceed. I asked you to look at Tosas on Daf Hamid Beis, a nice, short Tosas with a very, very cute question. Oh, shucks, I'm getting nowhere today. I'm so upset. Okay, we're going to fly. We're going to move two major topics in 7 minutes. Here we go. This whole, hang on. Tosis asks, Aval Ata Rosh Lachem Shal Gavoh, Hikshe Rabbi Yaakov de Orleans. Rabbi Yaakov from the French town of Orleans asked the following question. Dehacha lo matzitrei koroi lemiyute nochi begavoh, demichad lecho ma'atinon tarvayu. Afal gav, ditlasa lecho ksive beperakol shah. Tosis points out that in our Gemara, it says lecho velo shel Acherim velo shel gavoa. One lecha excludes gavoa and acherim. And then Tosa says, but I have a Gemara in Maseches Menachos that says when it comes to the din of chala, the pasuk says that you have to mafish chala from arisotei chem, from your arisot, from your dose. And it says arisotechem how many times?
Twice.
Two times. And the Gemara has a drasha. Time number one, arisotechem velo shel gavoa. Time number two, arisotechem velo shel nachri. So why, says Tosis, over there? By what? By chala, do we need two psukim to exclude Acherim and Gavoa? And by us, what's by us?
We just need one.
We only need one pasuk. So I'll tell you a very simple answer. And I'm going to share with you. I have a tzarichin on this tesis. But I don't understand what Tosis is worked up about. Simple, simple answer. Especially if you live in the world of the Baalei HaTosis. Which is why what I'm about to say is wrong. Because it's too pashut. But according to Tosis, what is the key criteria for violation by Rabbi Matzah? Bios! Excellent. You're talking like a London already. Maz guy to London.
Bios! Bios,
not Bailut. Bios. Bios is the criteria. If it belongs to others, do you have Bios? No. If it belongs to Gavoa, do you have Bios? No. So how many drushos do you need to exclude Acher and Gavoa?
One drusha.
It's all one drusha. It's one drusha. If it's not yours, then what? Then you're putter. And there are two manifestations of not being yours. I get it. Is there any halach in the world that says challah has to be yours? To be chayv and challah? That the challah has to be yours?
No.
The halacha has to be yours.
You
have to separate challah. You have to separate challah. Challah, in order to eat the bread, you first have to separate the challah. The challah must be separated. So does it have to be yours?
No.
It doesn't have to be.
That's why you need
it doesn't food. Have to be. It doesn't have to be yours. Once it doesn't have to be yours, there's no halacha of shelcha. So what's the nature of these drashos then? There's a special exclusion of challah shel acherin, and there's a new nachri, and there's a new exclusion of challah shel gavoh. Beis hamikdash challah is not chayvin challah. Goyish v'meid challah is not chayvin challah, but it's not a din of ownership. What about challah shel Yisrael acher? Challah shel Yisrael acher, is that chayv and challah?
Yes.
Sure it is, because there's no din of bailos. So honestly, I like the kasha Tosis, and it's a good answer, which Tosis doesn't give. Tosis has got to change gear sauce and gives it a whole difficult. But I think it's a simple teretz, which is not my teretz, by the way. It's a Shagasariah. Shagasari at the end of Simen Samech Gimel. Shagasari. Okay, but he says that's the simple pshat of it. What about according to Rashi? According to Rashi, how come by us, I mean, I answered the question, I just want to make sure you're with me. How come by us, there's only one drasha, and by Challah, there are two drashas? What's the answer? I gave it already. I said the answer.
You need a second one, teacher share.
Why over here? No, that's Tosas. Why over here? Why does Rod? Why leave only one drush of Lacha over here? And over there, Bechala, there's two. What's the answer? Because I don't need. This is all one din. This is all one din. What's the one din? Not Bailos. It's not Bailos. Why is it not Bailos? We're in the world of Rashi. Does Rashi say Bailos?
No.
How do you do Bittel Quinta Rashi? Arpa Da'ara. Who lives in the world of Bailos? Tosis. Who does live in the world of Bailos? Rashi. So what's the one drush of Lacha Quinta Rashi? As we just said a moment ago, what does Lecha exclude?
Somebody who's not.
It has to be owned
by somebody who
someone who is chayiv in Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatzeh. If it's not owned by someone who knows what Lecha teaches you is, if it's not owned by someone who's chayiv in Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatzeh, then you are exempt. And that is one drasha captures these three halachas. And it's all there. Last point. It's a family thing. Your genes are polluted. Okay. Last point. And this we'll see. Take a look, please, at Bates. Look at Bates on your marmacomas. I ask the following question. What is the din of a Jew's chametz that is deposited for shmira in the home of a nachri? I have a neighbor, and my neighbor is a Gentile. I love Entenmann's chocolate frosted donuts, and I take my stash of 16 boxes and I put them in the freezer of my neighbor. Can you watch them for me? Sure, no problem. And that's where I put them. This is very different than all our other cases. Who's the owner?
You.
I'm the owner. 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 Who's got the... Is it... Ibeitecha? Is it Birshuscha? It's not. It's not in my house. It's not my Rishus. Is it in my Gvul?
No.
It's not in my Gvul. Am I... You know, because we'd make a big fuss about selling chametz. Sell the chametz. I got another solution. Just give it to the neighbor, stash it there, and I'm good to go. Is that true? Is that true? So look at the Ramban. Matzasi b'mechilta. Rabbi said, well, what's my point? What am I getting at? There's a pasuk that we learned yesterday. It speaks about chametz has to be matsui. What does matsui mean?
Found
by you. Is that lemaskana? After gzeres hakasuf, after gzeres shava, when I bring lecha from lo yira lecha, I bring it into lo yimatze. Does that now mean there's no longer a din of yimatze? And even if it's not matsui etz lecha, as long as it's what lecha, I'm over. Or is matsui still a relevant criteria? Here I have lecha without matsui. Look at the Ramban. Matsasi b'mechilta. It says in the pasuk be'batechem lama ne'mar lefisha ne'mar b'chol gvulecha shomani kamashma'o tamador be'batechem ma beischa birshuscha. Your house is what? Is your rishus. Af gvulcha birshuscha. Yotza chemtzo shal Yisrael. Shehu birshus nachri. Af api shu yacha levaro. Aval eino birshusa. So Ramban says something amazing. First time I ever knew this, how this to exist. You have a din according to Ramban that says the halacha of matsui, of birshuscha, is going to be relevant even lamaskan. How so? This case. Is it in my rishus?
No.
Absolutely not. Is it mine? Absolutely yes. Am I over by Rabbi Matze?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not.
What?
This is not. It's not rishus. Rishuscha is a prerequisite. It's a prerequisite. Who would definitely not agree with this? Pesuna. Tosos. Why not? Because according to Tosos, it's all about Bilos. Do I have Bilos? Yes, I do. Here you have a sheet that says, even if it's not in my Rishus, even if it's mine, it's not in my Rishus, but it's mine, I'm not over. If you look at the Rambam 4.2, you'll do that tonight, Mitzvah Hashem, you'll see the Rambam is explicitly against this. Even if it's in the Rishus of a Gentile, you are over the Isser. Implying that after the Gzeres Shava, there's no longer this requirement of Matsui. And then I saw a nice rush. And a rush, again, Rav Gaffney, you'll do this with the boys tonight, the rush, but I'll say it outside. You know what the rush says? If I gave it to my neighbors to watch for me, and it's in his fridge, his freezer, you know what his freezer is really, who his freezer is serving?
It's my
His freezer is serving me. And if his freezer is serving me, then it's called Rishus. His freezer is my freezer, essentially. And that's the rush. In other words, it is called Rishus. Even though.
Can you share Rishus?
Sure. Okay, have an excellent day.
So, Rashi said about this.
That's what I've been saying.